It's the South Florida Morning Show with Jennifer Ross and Bill Adams on News Talk 850 WFTL.
My friends, we are a role model to the world. When our city on the hill is shining bright, others see it and they make their cities bright as well.
It's Dr. Oz. Yay. Is he a step closer to becoming Senator Oz?
Yeah, he is. Last we checked, he had like 900 and something thousand, and his opponent had like, I think it was close. It's like maybe a couple of thousand separating them, 3,000 votes. It's pretty close.
Too close to call.
Yeah. So I think that officially they said like 0.02% lead, but they're still counting mail-in ballots, Bill.
Okay.
I can't believe that.
It's like, okay.
I mean, it makes sense that they have the mail-ins, but how far out were they mailed out? And you know who talked about this too? Just like you're saying, this guy.
Ah. What did Trump truth?
He was on a roll too, on Truth Social. Of course you didn't see it because you have the wrong phone.
Well, he better get on a stick there, Mr. Trump.
They're working on it.
Mr. President, come on. I need it on Android.
I don't want the Androids clogging things up.
Thanks.
That's coming soon, by the way. They just announced a web deal.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Okay.
But he truthed. I guess I still can't get used to saying that.
A
last
truth.
Night. Big night for Trump endorsed candidates last night. Dr. Oz looks to have won, despite the fact that my endorsement was put out after many mail-in ballots had already been sent.
Yeah.
How do you do that? How do you send them out weeks ahead? This is insane.
Well, what's even more insane to me is they were sent out before he got the endorsement, Oz, is that he got the endorsement from the former president. But more importantly, they're still counting them. Why are you still counting ballots that you got a month ago? I don't understand these things. Please explain.
He's keeping track of his endorsements, too. He says, as of this morning, I'm 85-3.
Wow.
Big victory for Ted Budd. Doug Mastriano, and of Arkansas, et cetera. Big races next week, he says.
Wow.
Pretty big. You know, he didn't win, though? Cawthorn.
Well,
he's out in North Carolina.
Yeah, well, that was unfortunately his own doing. I think he has a few problems. Madison has growing pains, so to say. He's young.
Yep.
I think he's got, and I think that's what the former president said. You know, give the kid a break. He's young. He's in the learning process. He tried to get him to get on the right path and to give him his endorsement and maybe help him. But I think the pictures of the party women kind of did him in. Although they were pretty party women.
Well, I'm telling you.
He's a good-looking kid.
Yeah.
You know, so it's sad, but
I gotta say, for a disabled guy to pull in that many women, pretty impressive.
Ah, well. Did you see his wife? His wife was beautiful. But then she divorced him.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because he was still partying.
Sure it would have to be. I don't
know.
Because the videos come out after the divorce, right?
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. So he's going through it. If you've ever been through a divorce, even if you want the divorce, it's a miserable time in your life.
Yeah.
It's never fun for anybody.
Like another divorce.
Uh-oh.
That's been highly publicized.
This one's far better than all others, though. Come on.
Trump also talked about that, believe me.
Come on. Did he really?
We're not kidding. We've been saying how many people you'd never expect are watching this Amber Heard thing.
It's kind of hard not to even see it, though, because it's everywhere.
Including, here's another one.
What did Trump truth?
I love this man.
He's watching it, too.
How do you like that?
He goes, has anybody been watching the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial? What a lovely couple. He is no fan of Johnny Depp.
No. Well, Johnny Depp, I mean, if some of the stuff she said is true, he's no angel.
Listen to Trump's perspective. This is like the old Twitter days. He says, first of all, Johnny sued her for writing an article in a tiny outlet. He's talking about the Washington Post. That practically nobody read. Because he didn't want to get bad publicity. How did that work out? She countersued for $100 million. Charges are many, salacious, nicest of which is that she threw a bottle at him and it took off his finger. She must have a Sandy Koufax-type arm.
You know what? I have to agree with him there. How do you throw a bottle at somebody and it takes their finger off?
Zing!
Hold on.
It's usually you got to hit somebody with a broken bottle.
Yeah, pre-broken, right?
Yeah.
Underrated part of that truth. I know there's more, but I just got to stop with the Sandy Koufax thing.
I know.
That's just wonderful.
Sandy Koufax type arm.
Not Randy Johnson, not Roger Clemens, not Nolan Ryan.
No, Sandy Koufax.
Sandy Koufax, baby. I love it.
Will they get back together and live happily in peace? And he, for some reason, capitalized peace. There you go.
That's funny.
So he's watching too.
He's got his popcorn. He's got on court TV.
So over at Mar-a-Lago, he's got the media room. And he's got all of the TVs on. He's got all the races. He's got Fox, CNN, MSNBC, all the other things. And in the middle is the Amber Heard trial.
It's the YouTube Amber Heard live
Absolutely.
Feed.
it's probably a very interesting perspective for him, though, because for the most of America, everybody's like against Amber Heard. They're all like, free Johnny.
Yeah.
But he hates Johnny Depp because Johnny Depp talked about, you know, is it okay to kill a president and all this different stuff.
I think that's why he's not on his side.
So I would see why he doesn't like Johnny Depp.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know. I guess he's just watching objectively, laughing at both of them.
Could very well be.
He's another guy, too, though. This always amazed me about Trump, this always speaks to somebody's character. We're hearing now about Johnny Depp's exes. We're going to testify on his for his character. All of Trump's exes have done the same thing. They've never spoken badly about him, and I think that's very impressive.
And half of them still work for him.
Yeah, I think it says a lot.
His first ex-wife, she took over the hotel division at one point.
And did a great job.
I don't know if she's still doing it, but that was Ivana.
I think
Ivanka's mom.
That speaks a lot about somebody, though.
It's true.
When your exes don't say anything bad about you.
Well, don't ask
in public.
Don't ask my exes.
Uh-oh.
My character would go right. What little character I have would go right down the tubes.
Coming in next.
Surprise segment coming up.
On line 3, 4, and 5.
You think the Amber Heard case would be wild. Bringing those guys. Jeez. Huh. Anyway. Today's a big golf day, by the way. PGA Championship starts tomorrow. And they asked Tiger Woods, who is playing. He's upset that Phil Mickelson isn't there because he would be the defending champion. And he said it's sad that Phil isn't there to defend his championship.
Phil should be there. Is this still over the Saudi comments?
It is, yeah.
Yes. It's a lot of people are ticked off at him on the PGA Tour for saying that.
Why?
Or is he afraid the Saudis are going to take him out?
I don't know. That could be it, too.
I don't understand. I mean, it's just because they're all sellouts to the Saudis? I mean, all these golfers? I mean,
I guess. I don't know.
It's all the money. They don't want to lose endorsement money.
Okay.
He wasn't wrong.
No.
No, but speaking of money, yesterday, this other kid, this Justin Thomas, was making headlines because his tweet was, you got to treat the fans better than that. And everyone's like, what's he talking about? Well, they went to the PGA Championship course in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and they looked at the prices of some of the stuff. A Michelob Ultra, $18.
Oh, my. An Ultra?
Good. A Stella, $19. A glass of wine, $13. A hot dog, $8.
Jeez.
Cheeseburger, $14. But anyway,
that's ridiculous.
The interesting thing was Brooks Koepka from right here in South Florida defended Mick and said, well, it's a tall boy, so you're getting more. But Mick is also one of his sponsors.
Wow.
So, but it's expensive. But then the PGA Tour comes back and says, well, we're selling tickets that include free non-alcoholic beverages as a package deal.
Oh.
So I'm like, okay, so you pay an extra $100 for the ticket for you get a free water every other hole.
Good for him for speaking up for the common person. Good.
But that's crazy.
And he never would have known unless he got hungry and had to try to find some
And that's what
snacks.
It was. Yeah. I think he went to go get a hamburger and he was like, it's $14 for a hamburger?
I mean,
what the
hell? Honestly, though, a lot of those prices are standard when you go to arenas.
I was going to say, what are they going to I remember, I mean, I haven't been to a football game in a long time, but the last time I went to the Miami game, it was absurd.
It's about the same. I mean, the beer is not $18, but, I mean, for the food, cheeseburger, chicken fingers, whatever, it's at least $12.
Yeah, you go to a concert. You go to a concert, it's the same way. That's right. I got a Caesar salad. It cost me like $24.
Yeah.
It's like, what the heck?
I'll have a $12 rainwater light.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, it's crazy. It really
awful.
Is. A lot of money. You're going to tell me about DeSantis coming up?
Sure, yeah, we can put it in the next one, I guess.
Okay.
I know we try to wrap up segments with something fun, but now you're under pressure to find something fun.
No, I got something really fun, and you didn't find this fun, and I thought it was really great because you're not a big Ellen fan.
Wait, so you have something fun, but Bill doesn't think it's fun, but you have something fun.
Well, yeah, it's fun. In general, I think it's fun because it was a nice gesture on the part of Keith Urban.
Okay.
I don't find it fun at all.
No, but and a lot of people may not like it because it involves Ellen DeGeneres, and she, of course, as you know, is on the outs. Next week is her last show. I think it's next Friday.
Yeah, she's
show.
Awful.
No, she's not. Well, yesterday, Keith Urban was a guest, and he comes out, and he's got a guitar like he usually has, and he sang a song, and he thanked her, and he said, I want to thank you for all the times that you had me on my show. During the bad times of my life, the good times of my life, the success and non-successful years. 20 times he's appeared on her show. And he thanked her. He said, you are a huge part of my career. So he took a sleeve off of the guitar, and the guitar was like a 1960 Stratosphere special kind of Fender guitar. I don't know, some kind of guitar. Bill, you would know.
Stratocaster?
Maybe one of those. And it was the guitar, his vintage guitar that he wrote most of his songs on.
Oh, wow.
And used in concert. And he wrote a letter on the front of it and signed it. And on the back, he said, my wife can't be here because she's shooting a movie. And on the back was Nicole, what's her name?
Kidman.
Yeah, her signature. And then she read the letter, and it was really nice.
That's pretty cool.
Man. It was really cool. So it was like a tearjerker. I was like, wow, who knew Keith Urban was such a nice guy?
Then she walked out of the studio with the guitar, pawned it.
No, she beat one of her staff members with
that. Yes. That's right.
Pawned it. That's right.
That's for keeping me captive in my in my home that looks like a mansion.
You know what? In fairness to Ellen, for so many years she entertained people and made people happy and made people laugh. They destroyed that woman in one season.
I think it was a bunch of ungrateful staff members, too. I'm like, too bad. She's demanding. Oh, sorry to hear about it.
Yeah. You know what? And then they almost crucified her because she said, well, it's like being in a jail. And everyone knew what she meant, even though she was sitting in her lovely mansion. You know, she wasn't stuck in a 700 square foot apartment, but still, to her, it's still a hell. I mean, I can't go anywhere.
I like Ellen.
I always liked Ellen, so I think she got a raw deal here.
I think Keith Urban wasted that guitar on her, honestly. He was somebody better.
I'm saying, you know.
Save that for Kelly Clarkson.
Okay. You know what? You and I, yeah, Kelly Clarkson. Is she going to take over? She's supposedly taking over the time slot, right?
Time slot, yeah.
I think.
Right. I don't know.
Is she going to shut up long enough don't get me wrong. I love Kelly Clarkson, but she had on one of her first guests when she started the show was Blake Shelton. And I love Blake Shelton. And yeah, he's goofy and he drinks a lot and he's fun, but she wouldn't let him talk. She'd ask him a question and he'd be like three words into it and she jumped all over it. I'm like, shut up.
I always get on my brother. I always tell him, oh, yeah, your favorite show is the Kelly Clarkson show. And he always says, I don't watch that. I'm like, yeah, you do. It's your favorite show.
She does. What is it? It's Kellyoke. You ever see that?
Right. No.
I don't think I've seen the show. But once. I don't watch daytime TV.
Let me go watch a Kellyoke segment. They say it's from an audience member, says, here, sing this song. And she will do it like off the cuff. She's phenomenal.
Whoa. She is. She's very good.
But I mean, she can,
I like Kelly Clarkson.
Anything.
I like her.
She really is very talented.
Yeah. All right.
So here I am defending Kelly Clarkson and Ellen all in one segment.
Man.
God, give me the halo now. I'm just saying.
It wasn't fun at all. I'm just kidding.
Can we talk about She-Hulk next?
Oh, jeez.
Well, what do you talk about with it? It's a green lady.
Did you put
it
up?
She gets big and mad.
Did you put it up on our page?
I did not, actually.
Diener didn't like it. Diener's like, really, go look at the trailer for She-Hulk.
Should I do
it
Smash It or Trash It for the She-Hulk trailer on the blog?
So you want to talk about more stuff nobody thinks is fun. Coming up next.
I hate both of you right now. Okay. All right.
No, we didn't get to this. The update on the spider monkey lady.
Oh,
she's
crazy.
Who fed the spider monkeys Cheetos at the El Paso Zoo.
She's a nut.
Yeah, she's still crazy.
And you know who's even crazier? The guy that hired her. There's something going on there.
That and more next. The South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here. The South Florida Morning Show. News Talk 850 WFTL. There's Jen. There's Diener. I'm Bill. We got a little Trump update. This is fun having him. Having him active again on Truth.
He said, if I could read it.
He says, here we go again in Pennsylvania, unable to count the mail-in ballots. It's a big mess.
There you go.
This sounds like we're talking about 2 years ago. It really does.
You know, I wonder if he's going to send a team up there.
He says, our country should go to paper ballots, same-day voting. Just done in France. Zero problems. Get smart, America.
He's right.
He's back to like Twitter mode. This is fantastic.
But you think about it. Okay, say you live in Pennsylvania and you voted by mail.
Right.
And you voted by mail a month ago. Maybe the day before, the former president of the United States, Donald Trump, came in and put his support behind Dr. Oz and said, this is our candidate. This is the guy that we want from the Republican Party. So you've already cast your ballot. So maybe Trump would have influenced you one way or the other. Makes no difference. You've already voted. Now you find out that they're not counting your vote until now.
It's ridiculous.
And you're thinking, well, where's it been for the past month?
I mean, this endorsement is like, what, 3 weeks old?
Easily.
When the hell did these people vote?
That's the thing. But more importantly, how come they don't count these ballots like the second they come? You would think there's this big room. All the mail comes in. You know, all the ballots come in their little, bins. And somebody sits there and feeds them into machines. And then they're marked as, you kind of like, you know, when you get the lottery ticket, you run it through the machine and it says not a winner on it. They run it through the machine and says counted. And then they put it aside.
Only if you need them.
So, yeah, I'm like, I don't get it. I don't understand why they don't count those the minute they come in. Why are they still sitting there? They just can't tell me there's that many of them. You can, a month in advance, you can't count them.
It's not good.
It's craziness.
Not good at all.
Wow.
And an update on the, do you remember this story, too? This is from a few months back. I don't know if she faced a fine, whatever it was, but she's in the news. The spider monkey lady who went into the enclosure, the display at the El Paso Zoo and started feeding them Cheetos.
Man, she's kind of crazy, kind of like one of those nature chicks, you know? Yeah.
Well, she's got a new beau. It's her attorney.
Oh.
And the zoo still wants to press charges against her.
Well, I don't blame him.
No, I don't blame him at all. But she says, and here's the gotcha, she says she's done nothing wrong.
No?
No.
Oh, okay.
Let's go back to, here's Lucy Ray. Here she is.
I was shocked that someone had recorded it and shocked that it went viral.
Oh, shut up.
How are you shocked that you feeding Cheetos to spider monkeys went viral?
Yeah, that you're breaking into the spider monkey cage and then feeding these spider monkeys. Remember she was underneath that waterfall?
Yeah.
And they were on the other side. There was like a moat separated them.
She's nuts.
Yeah, she's crazy.
So you know where this is going. She doesn't want to take any blame.
The Cheeto incident was really great for me. It's great to have Lucy working here.
Oh, that's the attorney. Oh, it's worked out great for me.
Well, she worked for an attorney. I think she's a paralegal. And she lost her job like instantly when they saw that video. They fired her. This guy comes in and hires her. And he says it was the best hire ever. Since he's hired her, she said, I think he's given me, what, 3 raises now?
Yeah,
I'm thinking, well, yeah, you know what? And there's more going on here than you working for this attorney because he's like all googly-guyed over.
At the end here, you'll hear a vet at the zoo talking about it.
We were very excited, the monkeys.
They would look excited, but not in a positive way. They were actually really upset.
No animal was ever abused. I think they liked the Cheetos, didn't they?
They loved them. I don't think I did anything wrong.
Next thing the attorney's going to say, I think we're going to countersue them for the cost of the Cheetos. That's how much the monkeys liked them.
I was waiting for that, too, to be quite honest with you. I'm like, oh, come on, babe. You just shut up. She's... God.
I think they liked him.
Yeah.
Best thing that ever happened to our law office.
And it was funny. In one of the interviews I watched, and I'm sure she did it with all of them, but she took a bag of hot Flamin' Cheetos and put it up against the microphone. So you couldn't see like the call letters or whatever the TV station was or the radio station, whatever she was talking to. But you could see that she had these flaming hot Doritos or Cheetos. And she said, by the way, I did not feed them the flaming hot ones. They only got the regular Cheetos.
Oh, well, thank God for
that. That was the difference. So there was no animal abuse.
So it's okay.
And they were happy. They were happy.
I think they like the Cheetos.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think they should feed them all the time.
Yeah, sure. Monkeys aren't nice people.
No.
Animals. They're not. They can be, well, remember that whole chimpanzee attack thing? I don't know what about a spider monkey, but I would think they're just as violent if they could be.
Chip, I'm going to come at you like a spider monkey.
Like a spider monkey. Come on.
Come on.
Any reason for us to play that?
That's a great one.
Any reason.
Hey, closer to home, very quietly, Governor Ron DeSantis is signing a bill. It may have a very big impact, especially in November. It's aimed at those who protest outside somebody's private home. Now, it's already illegal to do that outside of a judge's home. It is.
Right.
But DeSantis signed the measure that establishes a second-degree misdemeanor for anybody who intentionally harasses or disturbs an individual. So that would be anybody.
Ah,
they can't just dox you like they did with the Supreme Court justices and show up on your door.
How do you like that? So if you show up at my door and you're complaining outside, I can call if you're like out there, you know, protesting against me?
Yes.
Okay, I'm calling the cops next time you show up. Just warning you.
A maximum 60-day jail penalty would come along with this.
Wow.
Now, G, do you think this is direct response to the Supreme Court doxing?
Put it this way. He passed more laws than the Department of Justice did for the Supreme Court justices.
Sure did.
That's craziness. Craziness.
You got the story of a kid who, high school kid, had to fill in as Pearl Jam's drummer coming up.
It's wild.
That and more next. The South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here.
Well, right now we don't make profit, so it's going to say ideology, which is what's led us to not being profitable.
Oh, my. That's the latest Twitter top executive caught in a Project Veritas video. By the way, the South Florida Morning Show, thanks for hanging out with us. And Elon Musk is aware of it, everything they said, what they called him, and He retweeted it. I think he's got a clean house when he purchases this thing.
It's I got a feeling this guy may get sued for what he said about Elon Musk. I was shocked.
I don't know if he can, though, because it was undercover. Oh. He didn't know he was being recorded.
Yeah, I guess that's true, too.
But listen to this.
This guy's evil.
So you know, by the way, the guy who was recorded, he is a top sales executive. Okay, so he's responsible for bringing in money. He just said right there, it's not making any money.
Yeah, well, doing a really good job.
So they've gone to ideology. He admitted that the whole censorship thing, another one, admitting it, that it's all real. And then he goes ahead and he says this about Elon Musk.
He has Asperger's.
Yeah, I know that.
So he's special. Your special needs. You're literally special needs. So I can't even take what you're saying seriously.
I think you better take what he says seriously.
Yeah, you're unemployed as of today, sir. How do you say somebody with say that and jokingly laugh about somebody who's got Asperger's?
That's terrible. He called him special needs.
Special needs, and he called him a Looney Tune at one point.
Wow.
And said, "How do you listen to anything this guy says? He's a Looney Tune." Huh. And then he went on to say that the reason he can say some of the stuff he says is because he is a special needs person.
Really?
And no one's going to attack him on it. I was like, "Wow, you're really evil." That's terrible.
It's really terrible.
Yeah, come on, huh? Stop it.
But you get the feeling that whenever this sale goes through, and oh, by the way, now Twitter is saying, oh, I want to get this deal done as soon as possible. Yeah, before the price drops.
Before the price drops or before they find out that the CEOs said other stuff. You know, this is a sales guy. Yesterday was an engineer. When are they going to get to the top brass? Because people don't think like this in a corporation unless it comes from the top.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's obvious that they nurtured this kind of environment.
And said, now this part of it's a little long, but they come out and they say, it's not about what we know better than people. This is why, you know, in these mocking free speech and people taking their own thoughts.
Right.
We have the moral high ground. We'll tell them what to think.
Because again, like, these people really do believe in what we're doing. These are the policies we've put in place for misinformation or mislabeling media or whatever.
Yeah.
Why do you think this should be taken down?
Yeah.
Like, those are the questions they're going to ask him.
Yeah.
And it's going to be hard for him to be like, oh, because people should make their own decision. It's like, no, but people don't know how to make a rational decision if you don't put out correct things that are supposed to be out in the public.
You hear that? That's exactly what big tech thinks of you. People can't, you can't make your own decisions. We'll tell you what to think. That's what they're saying.
Isn't that wild? Jeez. These people are crazy. I like the kid that he's talking to, though, whether they were out on a date or whatever the case may be. He's like, oh, he was totally enamored with what he was saying. I don't know where James O'Keefe finds these people.
I don't know.
Because they all play the parts so well. They all should go to acting school. There's no doubt about it.
And everybody they catch, they can't stop talking. They just can't.
Wow.
It's amazing.
Mm. Well, good for them that they get this information. I'm sure Elon's taking it all to the bank, literally.
I think so.
It's pretty wild.
This kid should, too. How about this? There's a high school senior got called into action on Friday night to become, all of a sudden, with very little prep, Pearl Jam's drummer.
This is pretty wild.
Isn't it?
I guess the drummer for Pearl Jam tested positive for COVID, so they had to replace him. His name is Dave Cruzan. Is that how you say his name? Cruising.
I guess.
Anyway, they took him out. So here's Pearl Jam in search of a drummer to play their show in Fresno on Friday night. Well, it also helps that this kid knew Eddie Vedder's daughter.
Yeah.
That helps considerably, I think.
Because I guess Eddie Vedder had reached out. He had said to his daughter, you know anybody? He goes, well, I know of this one kid. He's a pretty good drummer. So she texts him. And then here's the kid telling the story of how it went down.
In the middle of class, Olivia texted me to send her a video of me playing a Pearl Jam song because they were taking submissions.
So here you are. You're sitting in class probably thinking, I have nothing to do, nothing going on today.
And Olivia Vedder sends you with, come on, huh? Eddie Vedder's daughter sent, did they go to school together? How did he know her?
Knew of him? I don't know.
But she said, and then he went on to say, I hadn't talked to her in about a year. All of a sudden, I'm getting this text from her. His name's Kai Neugerman. So he said, it's funny, she said, go do a video right now and playing a Pearl Jam song and send it to us. So he said, I had to leave the school with my school teacher. His music teacher, because he couldn't leave the grounds without any supervision.
Oh, that's funny.
So his music teacher went with them. They did a video. They sent the video, and he said he played the Pearl Jam song 20 times before he actually recorded it, and then he sent it to him. I don't know what song it was, but I don't know enough Pearl Jam songs to to speak well about this, but he sent it in, and that was it.
He gets the gig. He's at Oakland Arena. He plays with them. Does great. I guess the band was blown away by the kid. Isn't that awesome?
And that's incredible. He's a high school kid, and he said, and he got back. He goes, now it's all like high fives. Wow, you played with Pearl Jam. But, I mean, you can say you played with Pearl Jam. This kid said, I played with Pearl Jam in concert in front of thousands and thousands of people.
Yeah, exactly. So if he can handle that, he can handle anything.
Can you imagine? Wow. I guess he was good enough to. How do you know all the songs? You're the musician. How do you learn all the songs that quickly?
Have to go through them all, I guess. It might be easier for a drummer, maybe, but I don't know.
Holy cow. Wow.
Maybe Dave Grohl can contact him. They're looking for a drummer now after losing Taylor Hawkins.
Yeah, it could be.
Wouldn't that be a story?
That would be really interesting. That would be really interesting. All right, Dina, I'm going to put you on the spot. Here's a question for you. What do these people have in common? One Direction.
Oh, boy.
Shania Twain.
Oh, boy.
Green Day. Pearl Jam. Bruce Springsteen. The Backstreet Boys, Imagine Dragons, and Sheryl Crow.
They all came out with a hit on today's date in their respective years.
Not one of those people
have been in my kitchen.
Not one have been in Bill's kitchen. Not one of them have ever had a number one hit on the Hot 100.
Wait, what?
Never had a number one hit on the Hot 100 list.
It's a surprising list.
It really is. You're Still the One by Shania Twain. Never made it to number one.
Are you serious?
Landed at number two.
Missy
Elliott, Work It. That was probably one of the biggest songs ever, number two. Backstreet Boys, the closest they got was Quit Playing Games With My Heart, number two.
I Want It That Way was never number one?
Nope. All I Want to Do by Sheryl Crow, hated that song, number two. Imagine Dragons, Radioactive.
Radioactive, yeah.
Number three.
Really?
Well, that's pretty amazing.
That is shocking.
And Green Day, Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
That's another, my gosh. Yeah,
number two. Metallica's Enter Sandman. Didn't go, only went to 16.
Wow.
Holy moly.
You don't usually get the pop hits.
Yeah.
That's true, too.
But you're right. That's a surprising list.
But you think about it. One Direction, best song ever, was number two.
Well, I guess it wasn't the best song ever then.
That proves that.
But Zayn and Harry have both had number one hits as solo artists.
Who sang Watermelon Sugar? Was that
Harry
was one
Styles.
That was him? Okay.
I don't know.
That was probably the number one that he had. I assume. I don't know.
I don't have
their
list.
That was a big song last summer.
I don't have their list. But I was kind of surprised. I was like, wow.
It's not One Direction without Zayn.
That's right.
Wow. Just saying.
Sorry. Get them all together.
Sorry.
Are they ever going to? They'll never get back together, will they? They're all successful individually, right?
There'll be some massive reunion tour.
That was like the stat I heard about Aerosmith that blew my mind years ago. I'm sure you guys know this, but their only number one hit was the one from Armageddon.
Yep.
I don't want to miss a thing.
Yeah. Because it made it onto a soundtrack. That's why. Isn't that
unbelievable.
Amazing?
Unbelievable.
I know.
All these hits from all these different bands and groups and
it's
musicians.
Usually not the rock bands, though. That's why.
Yeah. I'm surprised. Backstreet Boys surprises me because I remember what they were just enormous in the early 2000s and the 90s. I mean, they're still big now. They're going on concert down here in a few weeks.
Right.
That one's
really
shocking.
Are you going to that show?
No, but my wife is.
Okay.
Kristen's going. She's had tickets to that for 2.5 years. Poor thing.
That's right. They kept on getting changed and changed and changed.
Poor thing.
And then if you happen to run into Taylor Swift anywhere, you will now be calling her Dr. Swift.
Oh, boy.
She is delivering the commencement address at NYU's graduation today at Yankee Stadium.
Holy moly.
Holy cow.
She better speak up.
Wow. She's going to get a doctorate of fine arts degree.
All right.
She's going to write them a song. On the spot.
It could very well be. Oh, this is why they're at Yankee Stadium. They get all the classes. The class of 2020, 21, and 22.
Oh, they're all jammed
in
there.
So they're all going to Yankee Stadium. It's probably because they couldn't graduate.
Right.
So they figured they might as well do it all at once,
right?
That's cool. So that's cool. They brought them. That, I was like, why are they at Yankee Stadium? Now you know why.
She's going to pay off everybody's loan.
Could you imagine?
I bet you she does a concert for them.
She might.
You know, sing a couple of songs.
A little bit of.
That's a big deal.
Dr. Tay Swizzle. Let's just start calling.
Oh, please.
Yeah.
No. God, no.
Let's go.
Doctor.
Dr. Curly.
She's Dr. Breakup.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
She's had a lot of those.
Also in New York, Grubhub gave everybody free lunch yesterday for 3 hours. How do you think that went?
What's wrong with him?
Instant chaos.
Did they do it purely for the publicity?
Probably. We're talking about him.
Well, yeah, but not in a good way. I'm just saying.
I don't care.
It's like, what's wrong with you people?
All right, we get that and more. And it's coming up next, the South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here.
Cast at 850 WFTL.com.
Well, thanks for the reminder there, Big Voice Guy. We're also at 850WFTL.com. You'll find the Morning Show blog. We've got the video we're just talking about, the insider undercover video of Project Veritas with some of the Twitter executives flat out making fun of you, me, everybody else in America, and the guy that's about to buy them.
Yep, and then you get to meet little Frontier baby that was born on board Frontier Airlines. Where are they from? They were going to Orlando. I forgot where they were leaving from. But the woman gave birth. What amazing! The most amazing thing about that is the flight attendant helped deliver the baby. That in itself is amazing. But they did it in the lavatory. Have you ever been in an airplane lavatory?
There's not a lot of elbow
There's
room.
There's not a lot of room there. So I was trying to visualize how this all happened. But good for them. Baby and mom are fine, and flight attendant's fine.
And you just know there was some guy waiting in line going, God, you're in there forever.
Get out of that bathroom.
Occupied. Hurry up. Sir, I'm birthing a baby. Can you be patient,
Leave
please?
Me alone, please. Get out of here.
Yeah, that's quite a story, though. The baby's fine. The story came up because Frontier put it on their Facebook page.
Well, you know what? They probably say, fly with us and you're safe, no matter, you know, what condition you're in.
But it also tells you that...
Wow. Who's flying at 8 months, 9 months?
That's exactly right. It also tells you that this was a... You know, like deep into the pregnancy baby. This wasn't like a real preemie, so I didn't think you could fly that late into it.
I don't think they can stop you. They highly suggest you don't. So maybe it was an emergency, and maybe she lived in Pensacola and she was coming home. I don't know.
You got to do what you got to do. Yeah. I
flew once when I was like 7 months pregnant, and it's very uncomfortable.
I can imagine.
They say because of the pressure, you may deliver early, and that's why. So they told me. But... It was a big deal.
Yeah.
I waddle. And I needed two seats. Yeah, it was not good.
Two seats.
It was terrible. I was a wide carrier. Yes. Anyway, moving along. I'm surprised. You know what? I know we got other things to talk about, but I just saw this story, and I'm surprised neither one of you talked about this little kid from Sarasota. Is it because he lost his Yankee baseball cards? Did you see this story?
Oh, I saw this. He lost his collection. They're helping him or something?
They helped him. Did you see what this kid got?
No.
He's 11 years old. His name's Elijah. He was watching the Yankees at in Sarasota at a spring training game. He had a whole binder full of baseball cards signed. Somebody stole it.
Aw,
so
stinks.
They heard about it. So he got baseballs delivered to his house. It took his parents and him 4 hours to open up all the packages they got. Sammy Sosa, Greg Maddux, Nolan Ryland. The Orioles sent him a game-used third base signed by the entire team.
A base?
A base, third base. His favorite player, DJ, I don't know how to say this guy.
LeMahieu?
That's him.
Yeah.
Signed a bunch of stuff, sent it to him. He got a Mickey Mantle signed baseball and a baseball signed by the 1968 Yankees.
Oh, my God. And then he turned to his parents and he said, who's Honus Wagner?
He got the Mickey Mantle in the 1968 Yankees game from a guy who 54 years ago got the ball because he was attacked by a shark as a kid.
What?
And the guy had the baseball and he heard about this little kid losing all his stuff, so he sent it to him. Isn't that amazing?
That's pretty incredible.
His name was Steve Sample. He had it for 54 years, the Yankees baseball. And you know what that thing's probably worth? It's signed by Mickey Mantle and the entire team from 1968.
That is wild.
That's a lot of money right there.
That's
cool what that guy did. So Elijah's parents said he's sleeping with all this stuff now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I bet.
I'd be sleeping with it, too.
Well, just make sure you put that ball in a plexiglass case before you sleep with it and smear it all up and everything.
Yeah, really. Don't smudge it.
Come on now.
Smudge it all up.
Mickey Mantle's going to be Icky Antle. Put that thing in a case.
Icky Antle. That's pretty cool, though.
That's awesome.
That's really good.
I thought it was a really cool story.
Good for the Yankees PR, too, for reaching out and doing that for the kid.
Yeah.
I assume it was from them.
That's pretty nice. You're going to talk about food. Another kid, did you see the 2-year-old kid in I guess it was Michigan, got a hold of his mother's phone?
Uh-oh.
2 years old.
Uh-oh.
Unlocked it and ordered 31 McDonald's cheeseburgers by DoorDash.
Oh, my gosh.
31 cheeseburgers.
What 31. What do you do with that? I mean, I guess eat a couple, but then what?
Well, the mother said he only ate like half of one.
Oh,
and she was like, I got all these hamburgers. I guess she went on Facebook, and she put it on Facebook. I got free cheeseburgers. Come get one.
That's what she said. Her name is Kelsey Golden. And she counted out every damn one of them.
31. So I didn't know what to do with him. He only ate half of one.
Oh, geez.
So I posted on a community page and asked if anybody wanted some. One girl came by and picked up six.
As part of that $90 bill, Barrett actually included a $16 tip.
It's a good tipper.
He's a good tipper.
Wow. Yeah, it was a $90 bill, and he left a $16 tip.
Oh, geez.
But this two-year-old had the wherewithal to figure out how to open up his mother's phone and then hit the DoorDash app and say, okay, I want one of those.
I like the lady that took up the offer. She goes, yeah, I'll come by and pick up six.
Sure.
I would have.
I would have been there in a heart. I love McDonald's cheeseburgers.
Isn't that great, though?
That's funny. I thought it was going to be one of those stories when you started out. I thought it was going to be one of those... Two-year-old has mother's phone and locks it, and now she can't open it for 75 years.
Oh, my God.
Those are the worst.
A nightmare.
Well, we were talking about food, kids, that we were talking about. What? Who did this? Grubhub?
So Grubhub, he has an idea. There are over 8 million people in New York City, okay?
A lot of people.
So what's going to happen if you offer them all free food at once? Promo yesterday, get free lunch from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for 3 hours. $15 off your order, technically. Total chaos. As soon as it started, restaurants were flooded. A cafe in Brooklyn got 200 orders in 5 minutes.
Oh my God.
So employees were stunned and mad, angry at all of this happening because they got a bunch of runs on orders
that
they had to put together.
And apparently a lot of people didn't get their food, so it didn't look good for Grubhub after all that, right? How's that look good?
Why would you do that in New York? I mean, maybe like in Fayetteville or something.
Yeah, do it in a smaller market.
Like Pahokee?
Yeah, right.
And also, so many people were mad trying to get their order. Grubhub's customer service line was jammed.
Oh, no.
Okay. So does that make you like Grubhub any less?
No. It's just
gets their name out there.
That whoever came up with that idea is now, he might be in the corner today.
Yeah,
the
probably.
Conference room.
Well, you guys go home and get some sleep since neither one of you got sleep last night.
Yeah,
and don't forget your Mexican pizza at Taco Bell.
Yes.
We'll be back tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock. Thanks for listening. We'll see you then. Take care.